Let's put the matter of tonight's share, Shloishim Yom Kodem Achad, in appropriate context. The Gemara says, states, as the Rabbah L'Tameh, Rabbah said, Ha'isa Beis Ha'itza Kodem Shloishim Yom, if a person turned his house into a storage area 30 days before Pesach, Ein Zokut Levayr, if it's more than 30 days, to Tok Shloishim, within 30 days of Pesach, Zokut Levayr. Then we'll skip to Mark. It has a qualification in Rava. Then Gemara asks the following question: Hani Shloishim Yom Maya Vitayim. Where does this Shloishim Yom come from? Why 30 days? Why not a day? Why not 6 months? What's 30 days? What's the significance of 30 days? And the Gemara answers: Kidisanya, as we learned in Brayso, Shoyalin V'Dorshin B'Hilchos HaPesach Kodem HaPesach Shloishim Yom. We have to. The show of a derish, we'll come back to what that means, the different possibilities of what that means. Behilchas haPesach, Kodem haPesach Shloishim Yom. Rishmen Gamlieloimer Shtei Shabbos, 2 weeks. In other words, my time in the Tanakhama. Where did the Tanakhama get his month from? It sort of begs the question. You tell me the Tanakhama, see, Rova said a month, and the Tanakhama said a month, but I'm still left. Where did the 30 days come from? Shari, my time at the Tanakhama. Shari, Moshe Omid Pesach Rishon or Mazar al Pesach Hasheni, HaPesach Hasheni. That Moshe was on Pesach Rishon, meaning on Erev Pesach of the first Pesach, a new Dalad, and he gave the instructions of how to conduct the Pesach Sheni. Shenemar Vayasu Mnei Yisrael as HaPosach B'Moyadoi. And the Torah relates, which we read on the Chalamoid Pesach, V'yanoshim sh'aroi t'meim l'nefesh Adam, lo yil yuchlu l'asas ha-Pesach v'mo'ado, and they came and they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, lo mani goral, v'ilti akri b'skom an Hashem v'mo'ado. So Moshe Rabbeinu gives them the parasha then of Pesach Sheni. So on Yudalad Adarishan, he gave them the parasha, which is relevant. I mean, Yudalad Nisan, he gives them the halachas which are relevant to Yudalad Iyar, 30 days before. Mara says, over Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, I'm a lecho. I did the ayir v'mila de pischa, ma'asik l'uchul l'chol mila de pischa. He says, dear, you don't have a proof. Moshe Rabbeinu, on Erev Pesach, he had the rabbinic problem. He had to teach all the halachas of Pesach, and imagine the first time around. So he really had a heavy... So once he was added already, his masik l'chom ili d'pischa. So he said, listen, we'll give you everything till the end, you know, including Pesach Sheni. We'll put it all in there. But it's not that the halacha mandates you have to give a 30-day notice before and teach them 30 days before. 2 weeks would have sufficed, but Moshe Rabbeinu was at it already, so he said, listen, we'll finish the syllabus. That's true, but the point is, since he didn't have to have an answer on that day for them. They couldn't bring the call. They could have said, listen, there was no necessity. They said, okay, I'll ask the Avish to what to do. He didn't have to go. Today they couldn't bring the Korban Pesach anyhow, so whatever the resolution was.
But why couldn't you learn from that just the opposite, that you do everything one day before, because Moshe Rabbeinu was doing it? Doing the
well, that's not exactly what happened. You'll see in a moment. Shimon Gamliel, Omar Lecho, I did the Ayir of Milipis of Masik Lulacham Lidipis. My time under Shimon Gamliel. Shari Moshe, I'm at Rosh Chodesh. Moshe instructed Klai Yisrael about the Korban Pesach when? On Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Umazel La Pesach, Shadam Rosh Chodesh Hazel Lechem Rosh Chodoshim. So he told Rosh Chodesh Hazel means today is Rosh Chodesh. That's the implication of the word Hazet, that you can see it in the sky that it's Rosh Chodesh. Ksib Dabru or Koladas Yisrael Lehmer, but also Rosh Chodesh Hazet, you call them Yisrael Vesavis. And we told them what you have to do on the 10th and how you're going to follow through and bring the Korban on the 14th. We might have reached Yarcha Koi. How do we know that this was in Rosh Chodesh Tum of Arba V'Yarcha B'Chavisha V'Yarcha Koi? How do we know that the Dabru took place on the 4th or the 5th, and maybe on the first day of the month? So he says, so Elam Rabba Barsimi Mishwed Ravina Mahocha, Vaidabar Shema Moshe Bavid Barsina, Bashon Hashem, this Bechidish Arishan. Uksi Vayasa Bnei Yisrael, it's a Pesach Mamorav. So it seems that he was on Rosh Chodesh. Again, the Gemara is not convinced that this actually took place on Rosh Chodesh. Fine. Gemara goes through varied proofs. Now, we need to understand the following. We need to understand Tosfos, first of all, points out the question that Sam asked. Avagav Shalide Shelosa Huskak Loimalan. They had to give them some answer. Bikomokom, Nohoyetzorok Laharich, Al Tasu Pesach Besula. Well, they had to tell them, listen, you're not part of today's happening, or we'll see next what will be. There was no necessity to go into the parish of Pesach Shein. No. So, first of all, the Gemara itself is interesting. There's a certain broader implication of this halacha. The Gemara says that the din of Shleishim Yom Kodem Achag means if you leave from Purim, if you go to Eretz Yisrael, and you leave on Purim, even if you're not planning to come back until after Pesach, you have to do Bedikas Chametz. If you leave before Purim, you're exempt from Bedikas Chametz. So the Gemara says, where does this come from? This comes from the fact that the Chacham said Shleishim Yom Kodem Achag Medosh Milchos Achag Pesach Shleishim Yom Kodem Pesach. So what's the connection of those two things? You know, there's a big Shulchan Aruch of Hilchos Pesach. A big Shulchan Aruch of Hilchos Pesach. It's probably a lot closer to a sixth of the material, a little bit less than that, a ninth of the material, perhaps, in the whole Shulchan Aruch, so than it is to 1/12. I mean, if anything, it would seem that Purim is a late start. If you want to learn all of Hilchos Pesach. So, and what's the connection? So whatever his man is, but what's the connection between that and Bedikas Chametz? Bedikas Chametz is Bedikas Chametz. It's its own problem. What's the connection between that, Shaul and Medosh and Hilchos Pesach? So for Chazal, the first thing we see from this Chazal is the following. That the question is, when does the Pesach season begin? From the halachic standpoint, what's the start of the Pesach season? Right? In America, they say, when does summer begin? Memorial Day weekend, that's the beginning of summer. From Memorial Day to Labor Day, that's the summer season. When does the Pesach season begin? So, according to the Chacham, it begins 30 days before the Chag. And we'll see its varied dimensions of that. But 30 days before the Chag begins the Pesach season. So from that standpoint, the din bedikas chametz, which is a din derabbanan, it's not a deraisa dikadin, and you're going to do bittul anyhow. So the bedikah is only mandated by derabbanan in most cases. So they were koveya this man for it. When the Pesach season begins, you have to be start to be involved with the mitzvah sachag. If it's before then, it's, you're not obligated yet in mitzvah sachag. That's number one. Now number two. So this halacha really starts the Pesach season. To ring the bell, the season has begun. The shaila is, what is this halacha? Shaul and Bedosh and Milchos Pesach Shleishim Yom Kodem Achag. Now there are really two different implications, and the question the Rishonim, in fact, take this statement of the Brice in two different ways. Some say, and which is also, it's very good, because it directly addresses the connection, in effect, between that and Bedikas Chametz. It says the following, that the halacha is, if two people come to ask a shayla, who has precedence? So, there's 20 people waiting, so who al pi din am I supposed to take first? So the halacha is, the person that shalke in. So, in other words, listen, if it's now 2 days before Pesach, and one guy comes in as a Shailin Hilchas Lulu and Esrog, it's fine. It's very nice that he wants to prepare so far in advance. Then another guy has a Shailin to make his house kosher for Yontif. So, the halach is, I'm supposed to answer the person that comes with the Shailin Hilchas Pesach. And the one that has the Shailin Hilchas Sukkot, so they'll have to wait. He gets to the back of the line.
Is that an Ezekiel or a halacha?
It's a Hanhoga, how a person's supposed to act. That's the way, that's the yosher. The yosher of what Chazal wanted was that that's the way we should act. It's a halacha in that sense, but it's a yosher. But the person that's...
Isn't it numbers first?
That's something else. that's something else. That's true.
Which question gets asked first?
That's true. But within the members, who gets asked? Who gets questions first? You know?
Members come before.
Avada. It's Pashat. Yeah. It's a Pashat of Cheshbon. I work for the people that are members, so I have an obligation to them. Everyone else in the world, I'm doing chesed for them. I don't owe them anything. It's chesed, right? Someone, a relative of Rabbi Yosef, was in the house by me, so he told him about the chasodim that the rabbanim in Chutz Lawrence do with stokes, with other things. So Rabbi Yosef said, the money I don't have to give out. The chesed that I have is I give my time to Klal Yisrael, to pass and show. It's the chesed that I'm able to do. It's chesed. The people of the shul have an obligation to them. It's different. But within that, what's the seder? So the Rishonim say the person that comes with the timely questions to the Shulchan Inyan, he's asking to the point, a timely fashion. So he deserves to get at the front of the line. And the guy with the question about Hilchos Lulav, Erev Pesach, he'll go to the back. If we finish all the Shilas and Hilchos Pesach, we still have time for him to tell you. If not, listen, he can afford to wait. The world is not ending, you know, because he has to wait until after Pesach to find out the answer of his Shilas, what to do with the Lulav. So that's one dimension. So that comes out according to that Pshat. And it's especially true that the whole point is it defines the Pesach season. When are you a Shulk Inyan? When are you timely? You know, is this the time to be involved with Pesach or not? Now, if it's more than Shleish Yomim Kedem Achag, then they're on equal footing. Neither one is particularly timely. One will become timely sooner than the other ones, but neither one is very timely. So the season, according to that, the halacha of Sholem Adarshan is in fact to define when the Pesach season begins. And Mamela, once it begins, that a person that asks Hilchos Pesach has precedence. Every week I have the same problem. What do I do late Friday afternoon when people call? So I have one rule. If you have to know before Shabbos, then I'll speak to you. If you don't have to know before Shabbos, I won't speak to you. You have to call after Shabbos. Why? Because there are things that have to get done for Shabbos. And that's what I have to deal with there of Shabbos. So if there's not a thing that's for Shabbos, and you know you can wait to live with it until after Shabbos without knowing the answer. So that's what you have to do. This is the time for those people, for the guys that are stuck on the road, for the guys whose boilers blow, for the guys with electrical problems, that you know. The problem is they have to know what to do with Shabbos is beginning. What do we do? The guy has a shayla what to do next Wednesday. Listen, okay, it would be nice if he had an answer today, but if he waits until Sunday, life will go on too. So that's according to this interpretation of the. Now, it does not imply at all that there's a halacha of learning the halacha solution memko the machag according to this. What do we do with that? Merely that the person that comes to ask the Ron says, is asking in a timely fashion, and he deserves to be dealt with first. That's one interpretation. There's a second interpretation, and this really comes out the connection to the Rebbe Yigashom is a little bit more roundabout. Because the first one truly is addressing when does the Pesach season begin. And that's what it's saying, the person that's 30 days over the Chag, that's the Pesach season. So the guy that's on the with the Pesach question, he's timely. If we assume the Pshat, the Shloish Yomim Kodem HaChag means that we're supposed to learn the Halachas then, it still doesn't tell me that in any Halachic sense that the Pesach season begins at that point in time. If you came and asked me, I'd probably tell you, if you want to learn the Chas Pesach, you start in January. Don't wait till Shloish Yomim Kodem HaChag, you're never going to get there. That's what I would say. So, it doesn't define necessarily when the Pesach season begins. You know, we'll see. There are those that say, because it's interesting, the Braisa only talks about Tuchos Pesach in this Braisa. The Braisa does not make a general statement. The Braisa says, Sholim B'Dorshim B'Chos HaPesach Kodom HaPesach Shloishim Yom. Now, what happened to Shavuos? And what happened to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and Sukkos? What?
He's supposed to learn that halacha.
That's a different. That is another halacha that the Gemara talks about at the end of Megillah. That we learn from a pasuk. The Eino Moadei Hashem Asher Tikru Osama Moadam. So there's a halacha that you have to learn Hilchos Pesach by Pesach, Hilchos Atzeres by Atzeres, and Hilchos Chag by Chag. Yeah, there is such a Gemara. That Gemara, for example, is in the last page, the very last Maimer, at the end of Masechta Megillah. But that talks about, that's a halacha of yontif itself. That's a halacha of a different dimension than this halacha. Head of Yosef Breyer Salavazig, that's how I'll put it. You know, we live in a world which too often divorces philosophy from halacha. You know, halacha is technical nuts and bolts. It has nothing to do with philosophy. So, you know, how do you put the tire on? How many nuts do you need? How many pounds of torque do you need to close it? That's all. You know, what size does it have to be? You know, is it 5 millimeters, 7 millimeters? You know, okay. Specs, technical specs. Then there's the philosophy of the yontif. So Rav Yosef Breyer Zatzal used to say it's not so. That within the halacha, that's the only place that's the reality of where the philosophy is. If you understand the depth of the halacha, then all the philosophy is within that. Everything about yontif. And the truth is, you'll see it in a certain regard in the Akdama that I wrote to my Sefer on Hilchos Yontif. The connection between what the Rambam says is the philosophy of yontif and the Gidorim of what's Mutter and Osir on yontif are Hainohach. It's one thing. It's not incidental that yontif has a Heter Oichel Nefesh and Shabbos doesn't have a Heter Oichel Nefesh. But it stems exactly from the philosophy of what the day is intended to achieve. If you look at the Akdama that I wrote, it's based on the Rambam and the Sefer Amira. That's what comes out. The halacha is an exact mirror of the philosophy. So, the halacha that we learn on the yontif itself, that's to immerse us in the chag itself. It's not for the practical preparation for the chag. You know, I'm not learning, you know, yontif in the afternoon. It was a shaila that I should run home before mincha and tell my wife, you know, we messed something up. We better fix it now. That's not the purpose. The purpose of learning is pesach b'pesach, chos atzeres luchos b'chag, because that's what we experience. To means through the Torah of the chag to experience the kedushas chag. The shloish yom kodem chag, if it means the study of the halachas, that's a means of preparing for the chag. If we don't learn the halachas before, how am I supposed to know how to observe the chag when the chag comes? So, it's a whole different phase. Now, here we have, in every yontif it talks about learning the halachas of that yontif on yontif itself. On Shoalim v'Dorshim, the Gemara only talks about Pesach. Now, is that just a paradigm for all the other Yom Tov? Or is Pesach unique? Now, Pesach in one regard is certainly unique. It has an immense body of halacha, far greater than any other halachas. And Sukkot is not a bad, you know, competition. Shavuos has no halachas which are indigenous to Sukkot. That's the general aspect of Hilchos Yontov, but no Shavuos Dikadinim.
But when you say you have to learn
Bechag,
it includes
Hilchos Yontov,
no?
So, it certainly means that there's nothing else to learn.
Right, but that's
unless you want to ask one guy once, what do you want to learn? The halachas of Bosu v'cholot to find out if your cheesecake is kosher, you know? You know, Sukkot has Hamoin Mitzvahs. Sukkot, you have Dalet Minim. It's Chalamoyed. There's all types of things to learn.
But, bro, if I can ask.
Sure.
If a person learns Hilchos Chag v'Chag in order that the halacha should prepare him to experience the Chag v'Kedusha, doesn't a person need an advanced time also to the Kedusha Chag?
You certainly need it in advance, but that doesn't mitigate against the fact that you need it at the time of the Chag too. In Chassidus, they sometimes almost place more emphasis in the Hachona than the moment itself. But that's, one has to prepare, that's true. But in the Chag itself, we have to experience it.
So, but if you have 30 30 days to prepare for the Chag, can that also mean I have to start preparing myself to experience the Kedushas of Chag? And if the halachas lead to that, doesn't that mean then I need to learn the halachas?
But that's not the reason for it. The reason for that is practical, to learn the halachas. Does it serve that, for a person of highest strivings? Yeah, it serves that purpose too. But that's not the halacha. That's a highest striving that a person can have. The halacha mandates it on the end of itself to experience the Chag in that way. A person that wants to serve the Rabban Shalom at a very high level is going to be meichen before, and the Torah is certainly a crucial aspect of that hachana. So, now the question is, again, why the Gemara only talks about Pesach? So the possibilities are two. Either this is merely a paradigm for all the other Chagim, or that it's not really true for every Chag. It's true for Pesach because there's an enormous body of halacha. And in certain regards, a body of halacha that you have to know, and it's very hard to deal with without knowing. In terms of Sukkot, you can get by with a lot less. I'll go to someone and they'll give me a lulav and esrog, and that's it. I don't have to know what makes a lulav and esrog kosher. But when it comes to Pesach, I have to know what makes my house kosher. No one else can take care of that for me. At the end of the day, I have to know what I'm doing in my house, what's kosher and what's not kosher, what I can do and what I can't do. So that mandates, that we studied halacha. So this was particularly true. It's a little bit less true today. I'm wondering from one standpoint. And that is, at that time, all the preparations for Yontif took place in the house. There was no outside food to buy. Everything you made at home. I forgot, someone from Europe was describing to me recently. He says, my mother, she used to go to the butcher before Pesach and buy from a big piece of fat. And from that, she would cook it and melt it down and make oil from it. So she'd have oil for Yom Tov. So then you certainly had to know, how do you have to prepare it? What do you have to watch out to make sure that it doesn't have any particles of chametz in it? What's the zahiris you have to have? So in the whole 30 days before, the truth of the matter is people are probably preparing for Yom Tov. So you better know the halachas as you're preparing. It's not going to help you when the time comes to Yontif, when you finish preparing everything before you got to Yontif. Either you did it right or you didn't do it right. So it could be that that's the reason, or Pesach is the paradigm. So let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch itself now. Now that we've seen a little bit the background from the Gemara. Shoyalim v'ilchus Pesach koydim l'Pesach shloishim yom. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Gemara. Now what does this mean? So the Chofetz Chaim quotes, Sharei Moshe oymed v'Pesach rishon amasir v'ilchus Pesach sheni. So here he goes, v'hu adin B'sha'or Yontif. So on the bottom it says this is Rashi b'kama mekomos, the Tosberg kama the Megillah b'rokeach. This is the view of the Mogar of Rome and the Gro, based on the Gemara, the Yad Ephraim. And we come walking mashm b'kama achon the linen Yontif urak mitzad min hogel. It's far from the other Yom Tovim. It's not the dinner of the Gemara. It's a minig. Ochem b'birah Gro. Then it has the same rabbinic status, the same din. It's not only just a minhag. So this already is debated, if this is true just for Yom Tov or all the other Yom Tov. Then b'shor Yom Tov, nami dorshin kaidim l'chein lamed yom b'ilchoseyim. Now it could also be that shayal in b'dorshin. So Shaolim v'Darshim could imply two things. Shaolim could imply that the people are supposed to ask Shailas about Yontif to get into Chos Yontif, and Darshim would imply that the Rav is supposed to teach Chos Yontif. Now if you look to the left in the Birah Locha, you'll see B'tor Yisr Shaolim v'Darshim v'Chigirsa Sakimara Dilon. That's the text that we have, the Shaila and the Drisha. Shoyal and Dersh, I should say. Ubukharastav Nunches. Vurif Hagirsa Shoyal and Levad. He doesn't have Dersh. Chain Hagirsa Awaydazor of Sanhedrin. Ulachare Nachkamina Bazer. The Kavara Achasu Lisa will eat because of Pesach Kodor Pesach. You would think that there is no difference. It means to learn the Hebrew of Rashi Rosh Hashanah, Abba Bakam, or Shoyu Dorsh and Barab, and Bilchos of Pesach, Kut and Pesach Lamed Yud. So, I don't know, but there's different aspects. One Shoyalim could be that you're supposed to ask your Shoyalis, and Dorsh and still implies that you're supposed to teach the Shoyalis. Okay, in Barab, Perakam, the Pesach, Perakam, the Gilam, Omar, the Masham, or Shoyalim, and the Bezeh, as man, it means some, doesn't mean the study of the Halachas. It means, in Bo, Beis, Tawid, and Bechot Shoyal, Bilchos Pesach, and Skokil, and Kaidim. He goes to the front of the line. To Bechlau Shoyal Ke'inyan, because he's asking in a timely fashion. I will ain't Chiyuv Alilmoy Lamed Yoin Koidim Hilchos Pesach. There's no halacha, according to the Iran, that you have to learn Hilchos Pesach 30 days before Rak Pesach Gufa, as the Maimar that Sam mentioned. With El Masha Shanin, Moshe Rabbeinu, Lavishan Tikkun, and Yisro, she Dorshin Hilchos Pesach with Pesach. It's on the Chag itself. Lefikach dia kambalosh and shayel and levat, because this is only in the shayel and the people that ask the shayel, that's what it's telling me. Udvorov hein divrei Rashba b'sof parakam the Bagdala the Megillah also says the same thing as the Ram. Avakam rishonim pligi alayu, many rishonim disagree with this interpretation. Rashi b'kam avakam says parakam the Megillah v'rakel v'kulam avur lehedi the chiyav lidroish mikaydim b'chos pesach shloi shemim. That's the dorshim. The Dorsha means you have to teach Hilchos Pesach. But Shoyalim only means, Shoyalim Hilchos Pesach means the guy that's asking, he's doing, you know, in a timely fashion what he's supposed to do. So therefore that's the Shaila that I'm supposed to address, is the Shoyalim, those people that are asking 30 days before. But Dorsha implies the responsibility to teach, means a more general din of teaching the Halachos. V'chein be'iter hetik ha'gez ha'sholim v'dorshim, v'chein bo'ol z'ru hetik d'dorshim shloishim yom kaidim. When Koshim Oit, he says, "Dalu b'Sanhedrin Yud Beis Mashmal Ahedya." I show them a dorsh nu dekom Rashasham. It means show them a dorsh. I'll be purier darshinu milchas haPesach. If from Purim and on we dash in the Hilchas Pesach, we'll see really the actuality of the 30 days begins with Purim itself. The San Yeshol them milchas haPesach kodem haPesach lamed yom. The verse says, "Vegam ikor inyan muchach kein." The Levishin skokol the Talmud to show the inyan. Because we are going to take a Talmud first, it's Isn't the Shaykh, the woman of the Rishon, saying, Zalzal of the Chometz. Okay, this is a technical one. Kind of Rikhodesh, Kosov is Sugi, Dalzal of the Zoram, the Mash of the Riara. Shumatosi is Shultas. Okay, let's start from this. Kosov. Nami Pshitis, Zalachon, with Losin Yom and Kami Pisco, Darshina, Ramila de Pisco. You have to teach all this Pesach. You have to learn 30 days before. Basically, and a person has to teach his family the halachas. It's the view of the Ran that it doesn't imply the learning of the halachos just who takes precedence is a view that's a minority view, a very small minority. See, in the limud from Moshe Rabbeinu, so Moshe Rabbeinu was responding to a question. They came, lo manigoro. So Moshe Rabbeinu answered their question. Fine. But how about according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? Nobody came to tell Moshe Rabbeinu what to do. Ask him what to do. Moshe Rabbeinu got up in Rosh Chodesh Nisan and he told him, "Also the Chodesh says, start preparing the Korban Beis." That wasn't an answer to a shayla. So it seems that's just teaching the halachas. It's not talking about a shayla. If that's the view of Rav Shimon Gamliel, then why should we assume the Tanakama argues that Rav Shimon Gamliel nishma the Tanakama de lo pligi rak leinyan zman? I mean, the poshut interpretation of the machloikis is only the only is not what you have to do, but when you have to do it. Avlo be'etzem einyan. Achar kach matzoshin el shalmud b'sevim mata Yehuda. The one of the achrayim already asked the question that from Rav Shimon Gamliel, it's pretty clear that it means to teach the halachas. Umadiyisa Mesof Megillah, which the Ran cited, Moshe Tikkanam Yisoshim Dorshim Mehilchus Apesach Mepesach Ozeres Batzeres, Fartir Tzual Zeham Forshim, that, as I told you, that's a separate halacha. That's the simple way to learn. He says, Bubir Agroma Ashad Varshdei Nakamona Daf Kol Yom Achag Nabat. The guy means, it doesn't mean Dafka on Pesach, that Maimon. It means Pesach and the whole time before. All of that you have to be Kirish Mavur B'Mokom Acher. And that's what the Bach wrote. And then he wrote an interesting thing, and this really shows really the point that I was trying to bring out to you before. The Bach wrote, Elishu Kosim, Dilacha Shalom Adamid Yem Kaidim Shubin Tzorach Lumad B'Chag Atzvay. That if you learned all the halachas before, so then on Yontif you don't have to learn the halachas. And I think for the reason that I told you, because the intention is not for the intention of learning the halachas. See, the halachas, he mastered the halachas. But it's to experience in the Torah of the Chag is Kedushas HaChag. Rabbi Chodosh, B'nei V'chukyak, V'heir Dov HaChodosh, Atarach, Zer Kushas Kol HaChonim, D'Yisri Rishalmi, Perak Alot, P'sochim, Halacha Alot, Beis Vat seems to be like the place where the Shailas are asked, the Bezdin. In your house, you don't have so many Shailas. So it's enough if you come on Yontif and you discuss the Shailas with them, it's enough. Well, the Rav has the whole community. So the Rav can't just say, let's show up in Pesach, we'll start coming out of Yontif and we'll deal with all the Shailas and never get done. So the Rav has to make 30 days before to come so that the people have enough time to come to ask the Shailas. Which says, that's talking when you're not in the Bezdin. And all the cholechad reyachad rebeisa in your own family. Vod shleishim yom kodim hainu rebeisa vat. Okay, shom Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was the beis vat. Everyone came to ask the shaylas. He wasn't a private person. Hainu rebeisa vat. Om no meili yom rabba sosa divrei chokyakim zel shol. Okay, when the v'shas dilom b'kama mekaymus. Maisi yagmar b'raises u b'stam shoylen kodim lam en yom ulo. L'shtabit v'chol aduch dolom rebeisa vat. Agamor doesn't have that text to it. Of the Vesav. Now you have to really know one thing to understand this. He brought two sources, he brought a Rishalmi and he brought a Tosefta. Now those two sources are allied with each other normally, because the Tosefta is usually in Shita say Rishalmi. So therefore, if that's Shita, the Shita of the Tosefta in Rishalmi, but the Daily Aura, but he says, but in the Bavli there's no mention of the Vesavat. So I couldn't leave out such an important detail if it meant it. In all the places in Shas, it never mentions Bavei Savat. Amad al Asfira, Hachal Shas Dilon. Doesn't make this distinction. Okay, Mashmal Chor, Bavad Azor Shom. The mitzvah, Lachal Echo, the Haskalum, and Lachos Pesach, Mi Purim. From the day of Purim itself. It's the day that you have to begin. And the Balad de Bahag spells this out explicitly. Al Kolponim, he says. Beleis Hamedrash B'chaburos V'vadi Yishchirum Lomo Shleishim M'Kaidim After the very Rishalmi. In public, you certainly have to teach the halachas 30 days before. Like Moshe Kostav Apnei Moshe, that Beleis Havad and the place for the Rabbim is supposed to start being Isaac in the halachas 30 days before. So this is the view. So we have the following. We have that most Rishonim hold that the halacha is starting from Purim itself is a special chiyuv to learn Hilchos Pesach. Number one. Most of the Achronim hold that this is true for every Yontif. That's a din of Achon of Shleishim Mem Kaidim Achag. Right? And we have a minority, we have two other views. We have the view of the minority of the Ran, that it only means who was asking in a timely fashion. And then we have the view of the Rishalmi, that the 30 days is in the public setting. In a person's private life, he can go lighter than that. He doesn't have to start so early, because he doesn't have as many shyness as exist in the public sphere. So those are the three views. For I am a bureau grosh and daitoi, the batzera sogi me yom aleph besivan. That the grosh says it's enough to start studying the halachas of shvuas from Rishchai Yisivan. At least for a grosh, that was good. I didn't even know it took him so long, you know. But for the rest of us, he says, what is he based this on? Mashmah the lohoyer regilim, he reads in other places in Shas where it seems the lohoyer regilim is kabbetz ha'amayin lefnei kol regal lidrash lefneim. The kala, the drosha that took place before Yontu, it seems in Shas only took place two times a year. It didn't happen before Shavuos. Lidrash lefneim halacha shal regal rak based on below batzeres. V'akocha the somchu was adas ben azay. So it was same kind of different view. In other words, apparently, because it's not such a big body of halachas for Shavuos, so the Gaon says it's enough to start from Rosh Chodesh with that. The Yeshayimrim, there's another view which states the Achiyu Shloishimim or Rak BePesach. This is the Beis Yosef's view. We should the Yesh Ben Hilchos Halachas Rabbos. Hilchos Pesach is an endless and very extremely complex area of halachas. So many things they have to do before Yom Tov. We have it easy today. You go and you buy matzahs. Matzahs were not so. I worked with a man 40 years back who was the oven man and the matzah maker, the Sheba. Where did he learn matzahs? He used to make matzahs underground with his father in Russia before he got out of Russia. So that's where he learned how to bake matzahs in an underground matzah bakery. Together with his father. So he came, so his brother worked in one bakery in New York and he worked at a different bakery. These guys knew the malacha, but they didn't, they couldn't go in and buy it off the shelf. So he had to do all the things. So therefore there's a lot to do. Bafia Samatsis, Agolas Kalim, to Kashra Kalim, Bia Chometz, Shalom and Oisin Bukhosim Kodim Pesach. If you don't prepare before Yontif, less lahut takana pesach. What's going to happen? What are you going to do on Yontif? You find that on Yontif you made the matzahs wrong. So what are you going to do now? Too late to do something about it. There's not such a huge revolution that takes place. We don't turn the world upside down. It's the same kashrus and the same food. So it's much calmer, the Beis Yosef says, when it comes to the other Yom Tovim than when it comes to Pesach. There's a special din to learn on Yontif, the halachas of the Yontif. Now he writes the following: "V'nei achronim rotzu loymer delekach oylem akilim bedavu v'shem desemchan akriyas ater. The oylem esemchan akriyas ater is binyoro shayom. Obemis b'loshen hilchos pesach v'pesach hilchos ateres b'ateres mash b'dehalachas mamash kolma. It's not enough just to akriyas ater." Masha Osra, Masha Mutum, Behemukur, Bialkur, Reish, Parshas, Vayakalai, and Shom. Rama, when Al Gam, Gimash, for the head of the Shnei and Yonamim, that Kriyas Ater is one thing, and the Halachas are a second part. Those are not to be confused with each other. So he says the Kriyas Ater is not enough, that a person should actively learn some of the Halachas. Truth is, it wouldn't be a bad idea for each meal during Yontif, the star of Mamelis were Osik, in the Chag, but the rest of it, if we learned one halacha that's relevant to the Yontif, whatever the halacha is a hamin of halachas. We're not going to run out of halachas. So it's the one halacha. This goes one halacha. Wouldn't be a bad idea. That Purim means the 30 days, because you have to finish, it means an Erev Pesach, you should finish the halachas. Not on Pesach. By Erev Pesach, you have to know what you're doing. So if you make the Cheshbon, there are 16 days. The Adar always has 29 days, the Adar with Purim. So minus 13 up to Tainus Esther. So 13 from 29 leaves 16. And 14 days in Nisan, which is Erev Yontov, is the 30 days. So that's the Shloishim Yom Kodem Achag. So on Purim already begins the mitzvahs. On Purim already begins the mitzvahs of Pesach. I always say it's a joke, but there's some truth to every joke too. That we pass the mitzvahs Trichas Kavona. So there's a shayla of the Rishayim in the first parak. The Gemara says that shtei dvarim einam b'rishusa shalodam v'asana kosov kilo hei b'rishusa. Two things I don't actually own, but I'm held accountable as if I owned them. So the Gemara says, bor b'rishusa rabba, if I go out in the street and I dig a pit, I don't own the pit, but the Torah obligates me as if it's mine. And then it says in chometz b'pesach, and the Gemara says, mishei shol v'sulamayla. So the shayla is there an issa d'raisa mishei shol v'sulamayla? So most of the world assumes that there is. Why? Because since the Gemara says the mitzvah of Tashbisu Sa'obi Motechem begins at Chatzos, ends at Chatzos, begins at Chatzos, but by Chatzos it's in gear, depending how you learn Rashi and Tosis in the first parak. But by Chatzos it's in gear. So Mamela, so if the Torah tells it to be Mashpitz Chometz, so there must be not allowed to eat it, otherwise why are you being Mashpitz? So the Balamor doesn't agree. The Balamor says Midiraisa. It's not sure. What I believe he reads is Shei Shos on the Ma'ayah, this is only a Din
D'Rabbanon. Yeah, well,
yeah, so the question is, so the Din of Tashbisu starts at Chatzos.
Okay.
So there's, most Rishonim say that it implies that there's an Isra Achilim with the rice of Chametz. That's why you have to destroy it. Well, Amor says, no. If there's an Isra Achilim, it's only with the Isra Achilim is only with the D'Rabbanon. Why? He says, well, what happened in the midst of Tashbisu? So Rabbi Amor says, I don't get your problem. He says, in the ear, if you eat up the chametz, that's not tashbisa. What's wrong with tashbisa? We're eating it up. What's the difference? When Pesach comes, you don't have chametz here. What's the difference? You throw it in a fire, and if you eat it yourself, what's the difference? The Balamor says. So the Balamor.
If the Rabban says you can't eat it.
He's talking Minat Torah. What's the din? What does the Gemara mean, Minat Torah? Does the mitzvah's tashbisa imply there's an Isra Achilah or not? So the Balamor says, no, it doesn't have any such implication. He says, what could be show me any means which is any better than this of getting rid of chametz, the Balamor says. That's it, you know. So I said, that's the pshat. So since we're Patskin mitzvahs trichas kavona, so when you drink on Purim, you have to have in mind again to drink a second time, the same beer chametz. But the Indian is the yontif of the Pesach, the mitzvahs, a chag begin on Purim. That's what the Gemara says. That will be start on Purim itself. It's appropriate. We'll end also. The Gemara says, "Bishenichnis ador marvim b'simcha." So Rashi writes in Tainus that the months of Adar and Nisan are Yimei Gula. It doesn't only refer to Adar; it refers to Adar and Nisan. There's a connection, and that's why even Shimon Gamliel, whom we paskel like in the Gemara. Whereas a Shiloh went to read the Megillah, Adar Arishin, Adar Hashem. So based on two psukim, Shimon Gamliel concludes you have to read in Adar Hashem. The Gemara says, what's the notion of it? Adar Asomach L'Nisan. It's a period of Gula. To realize we've entered a certain Kufa in the year, which was particularly blessed with Chesed of the Rabbi Rishalayla, and in which we could be Zoycha to similar Chesedim. So it envelops this entire, it's sort of this, it's a parenthesis, or a quote, the beginning is Purim, and Pesach is the end. And it's an entire period of the year, which begins on Purim itself. So, in that sense, it's particularly appropriate that the Shloshim Yom Kodem begins on Purim itself. It's seamless, from one to the other, to the Gula. May the Rebbe Shalom grant that we should prepare appropriately for the yontif, in the material preparations, and I'm talking not only in the material halachic preparations too, and in the spiritual preparations for the chag, which is all a chelik of the sholim mechus a pesach kodav a pesach shloishim yom. We can come, we can access all of that. Good night, Rabbi Yisrael.